In chapter 7, we talk about grammar. Grammar is the process of describing the structure of phrases and sentences in a way that we account for all the grammatical sequences in a language and rule out all the ungrammatical sequences. What is traditional grammar? As there were well-established grammatical description of older languages such as Greek and Latin, and the grammar of this language was taken to be the model for other grammars. It seemed appropriate to adopt the categories from this description and apply them in the analysis of newer language like English. Parts of the speech. There are 8 terms for the parts of the speech in terms of nouns, articles, adjectives, verbs, adverbs, prepositions, pronouns, and conjunctions. Agreement on number. That's whether noun is singular or plural. Agreement on person discovers distinction of first person, third person, or second person. Agreement on tense. The verb likes is the present tense, which is distinguished from past tense liked. Agreement on voice and agreement on gender. Natural gender is based on biological distinction or sex, and grammatical gender is the distinction between masculine and feminine that is used to classify nouns in language such as Spanish. The prescriptive approach is the view of grammar as a set of rules for the correct or proper use of a language. Grammarians set out rules for the proper use of English. For example, you must not split an infinitive, or you must not end the sentences with a preposition. The descriptive approach means describing the regular structures of the language as it's used, not according to some view of how it should be used. We have 2 types of descriptive approach in terms of structural analysis, is called the structural investigate the description of forms in a language, and it involves the use of test frames that can be sentences with empty slots in them. And constituent analysis is another type of descriptive approach, and it shows how small constituents in sentences go together to form large constituents. So it involves analyzing the sentences by dividing to different categories such as a noun phrase, verb phrase, and prepositional phrase. Language typology refers to word order patterns in language. For example, English is an example of SVO language. And for example, I like ice cream. I is a subject, like is a verb, and ice cream is an object.